Stewart and Ron Edwards.
We're gonna have to make a move with Ron because the elbow, it was a dislocation, and you know they were able to put it back in, but you know he'll be out at least 4 to 6 weeks. So we're gonna make a decision there, and Jonathan will probably be a day by day thing. It was the other ankle. It was a high ankle sprain, and then we'll see.
How tough is that with Ron? I know Sione seemed to play pretty decently yesterday.
It was very tough, you know, because Ron's been very stout for us at the point of attack and doing a nice job and allowing those linebackers to run. So now, you know, the next guy up has got to be able to do that, whether it's going to be Sione, Andre Nebbett, or Frank Kirsch, who we're going to activate. But one of those guys has got to step up and really feel that role of being a space eater.
Come up, you'll make up, you'll go get a practice squad.
Yeah.
Did Stewart get x-rays?
I assume so. I haven't had a chance to get the medical update since last night.
What about Applewhite? How does this kind of affect any sort of decision with Antoine?
Nothing really. I mean, we'll just see how he is in the next couple days. I mean, it would be good to get him back out there practicing because, you know, you do need the extra people out on the field as well for the reps. So we'll see how he is and see how the hamstring's coming. But he has been running. He has been a lot of stuff with the trainers on the side. Now it's just a matter of when he's ready to go.
Was it with Stewart?
I don't know. I mean, I just know it's not the one that he hurt earlier in the year.
It's not.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Again, don't quote me. I could be wrong on that. I mean, like I said, I just come in and get the updates and then wait till they give me the report, the official report later today.
Do you have an idea who will take first reps here?
As far as running backs?
No.
Oh, no. That we will discuss later today.
Going back to last night, can you kind of go through your philosophy at the end of the first half? When you had a few timeouts and, you know, you decided to just take it into halftime.
Well, what you want to do, you know, is you want to see what that first play is. You know, if that first play is, you know, is a little bit explosive, then you most certainly want to continue. If it's average and where the clock was, you don't want to take the chance of doing something rash. You know, I thought going back in and being able to rally the guys would be a good thing. Secondly, we were opening up the half with the ball. So I didn't, you know, to me, I just didn't think we're backed up a little bit. We didn't want to take a chance. We wanted to see what that first play was going to be. We ran the ball up inside. If you get a first down, then you keep rolling. If you don't, hey, you know what, let's just settle in, go in at halftime and regroup.
Ron, you talked, I think, a little bit last night about taking things off Cam's plate. Do you think that's helped?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've done that. You know, we've done it for quite some time. And I think what really has helped, you know, and I was just answering the question. I mean, it's not like we all of a sudden decided to do it. We did this a while back. So, but I do think it has helped. But I think one thing has helped is really he's getting comfortable again. You know, we put a lot on him early in the year, and I think now he's got a better feel for the new stuff that we had put in and running those plays, those specific plays. I don't know if you guys saw, but you know, one thing he did do a little bit more yesterday was you saw him change a couple plays at line of scrimmage. You know, I think he's starting to get comfortable with those things, and really, as he, you know, as he improves and learns those things, I think he's getting better and better.
How many would you say he checked out of, and were those all on his reads?
The checks were on his reads. I'm not sure how many, but you did see it. And I mean, I heard the coaches talking about it. He was going through it. Oh, you know, he killed that or he checked to that. So, you know, he's seeing those things and he's seeing them better and better. And he's working at it and he's getting better and better at that as well.
Talking about taking stuff off his plate, exactly what?
Making him the primary ball carrier, the primary decision maker on the ball carrying, stuff like that.
Less of that.
Yes, which – you know, like I said, I mean, that all goes back to several weeks back, though. I mean, I was just answering the question, I guess, is what I'm trying to make the point of, Steve. It's nothing new, something that we've been doing or we've done or we did a long time ago.
Something Jordan Gross mentioned after the game is he's seen Cam take on a little bit more leadership.
Yep.
Is that as a result of anything you or Chud or Shula's talked to him about?
Well, I think it's him. It's, you know, it's him, you know, understanding his position and embracing it even more and more. I mean, again, you know, this is a young guy that's, you know, that really wants to do a lot and puts a lot on his own plate, and, you know, himself, and it's not like we need to put more on it for him. But I do know that he is accepting that, and he is pushing all those things and doing the right thing.
Where is he in his maturation process? And I don't mean demeanor or anything like that, but just how he is as a second-year quarterback in the NFL, would you say?
I think he's right where you want second-year quarterbacks to be. I mean, you know, he's got a lot to do, a lot to learn. People are throwing different things at him now. People are trying to throw things that have worked against him at him. And he's learning those things. He's learning to understand them. I mean, he's got a long way to go, and he knows it, and we know it, and it's a growing process for him. But, you know, a game like yesterday with a team that does as much as they do with the fronts, the looks, the stunts, the coverages, the checks in the coverages, stuff like that, it was a tough game yesterday, and he made a lot of good decisions. And, you know, I think in the second half he was 11 for 13 or something like that. He had over 50% completion conversion rate on third down. I mean, he made a lot of good decisions, and I think it's all because he's growing as a quarterback.
After watching it, was it a high snap on the extra point?
I think it was more mechanical than it was anything else. He overstrode, strided. I'm not sure what is strode or strided. He overstrided. His plant leg was ahead of the ball, which caused him to come down on the ball and actually caught the grass first and just pushed it to the right, more so than anything else. And, you know, it's one of those things, you're a little anxious, I guess. You want to get the ball up, and he took a big step. And when you look at it, you see the plant foot way ahead of the ball.
Any thoughts of bringing other people in, or is he your guy for at least?
We won, you know, and he made some field goals, so we're going to be okay with him. No, he's you know, he's a guy we drafted for a reason, and when you see those moments, I mean, he's, you know, he's a young guy, he's a rookie, he's growing and getting better and better, and, you know, I think the thing he's just got to understand is he's got to start getting it done. I mean, he's put himself in position that you know, he's obviously being evaluated every day as well, like everybody else, and the thing he's just got to do is go out and kick the football. I mean, he's capable of it. We see it every day. You know, when he's practicing, we've seen it in the games, and so we know he's capable of kicking the ball well. And he's just got to get back to that.
Seems like Armani was pretty aggressive with bringing kicks out.
Very aggressive. Very good to see, too. And again, he was probably a block away. And actually what happened, it was one of the safeties that actually made the play or forced the play. And, you know, if we can get Armani to that first – past that first crease and into the second level, you know, with his long speed, you know, once he builds it up and gets it going, he makes a guy miss. You know, there's a good chance that you know, he could go the distance. So we're pretty excited about what Armani's been doing and his attitude and his aggressive nature.
What's your schedule like this week in terms of having being a short week? You've dealt with a short week earlier in the season.
Well, what we'll do with this one, it's not quite as short as the other one was, but what we'll do is tomorrow we'll bring the players in at 1:30. We'll start with our special teams and the team, and then offense, defense will meet, and then we'll go out on the field. And we'll go out on the field, and it'll be more of an installation period than it will be anything else. I mean, you know, in this game, you really need to have two really good days of rest. And, you know, we figure what we can do for the guys is give them about 1 3/4. And so they'll come in probably for about a 3-hour day, and then we'll try to get them out as quick as possible. And then we'll start Thursday. It'll be a normal Thursday. Friday will be normal. Saturday, et cetera, et cetera. I've always wanted to use that, et cetera, et cetera.
Is it to keep this momentum going?
Very important. It really is. I mean, you know, we've got a good stretch coming up, games that we can most certainly win, and get a couple division games at the end of the year as well, and see if we can most certainly set a tone and a tempo for how, you know, things can be.
Is the team pretty confident on the road right now?
It should be. I mean, we've played well on the road. We've played well at home as well. It's just, you know, some things have happened. We haven't had the opportunities that we'd like, obviously, but I think, you know, this team is feeling pretty confident about itself right now, but this will be a big challenge because when you break down Kansas City and you know, watch them on tape and then you look at their stats, there's a lot of similarities between them and us. They've played a lot of close games. They have lost some players earlier in the year that they're adapting to playing without, and they do have some big play players on that team. So it's, you know, it should be a good football game.
Using the same offensive line this week.
Yes. we like what we got from Gary, and when we put Jeremy in, you saw what that big body can do, and Jeremy's still working through his conditioning part of it. Again, you know, he's now gone through his second week of conditioning, basically, and trying to get back into football shape coming off of the thumb injury. So we most certainly do like what we saw in the run game with him. You know, we still think he's got to continue to work his feet for pass protection. But we thought Gary did some nice job with the pass protection. And there was also a play where we put Byers in, and Byers did a nice job for us when he was in as well. So, you know, we're feeling comfortable with those three guys. And who knows, maybe you might have to platoon your guards a little bit. But we're pretty happy with what we got from all three of those guys.
All sides that the Eagles had up, I think one of them was lined up in the neutral zone, but were those products of Cam and hard counts, or
two of them were and Cam, that's one of the things that Cam really has gotten much better at, and is learning to use as a weapon, you know, and in those situations, you know, it couldn't have come at a better time. And I, again, as I said, I really think that he's learning and growing into the position of quarterback, and that's all part of it. Everything from your snap count and using to fluctuate your voice, to just making your reads and making checks.
And yesterday at being a potential turning point of being able to win close games?
I'd like to think so. I think based on what we did and how things went, you know, the first step obviously was getting into a 4-minute drill, getting first downs, and then being able to kill the clock. You know, it's one of the things that's kind of plagued us this year. You know, I can think of three games particularly that, you know, if you get a first down, it does change the potential for the outcome. So that was probably the first big step. And then defensively getting the takeaways when we needed them, and then special teams making the takeaway on what could have been a good return. So you get excited about seeing those things happen. We're good. All righty. Thank you, guys.